In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The conclusion of today's gospel text reveals to us one of the chief dangers for us Christians as we journey through the wilderness of this life. And it happened, as our Lord Jesus Christ spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you." Now, it seems on first glance that there's not anything particularly wrong with this statement. In fact, it seems to be reiterating precisely what the angel Gabriel said to Mary when he announced that she would give birth to the Savior. "Blessed are you among women." And yet there is a very real danger in these words. And that can be seen in the context. Note how the woman's words are set up. "And it happened as our Lord Jesus Christ spoke these things," that this woman spoke up and said what she did. What was our Lord Jesus Christ speaking? Well, this is the preceding context in our gospel text for today, which, recall, it begins with our Lord Jesus casting out a demon. And then when he is challenged regarding the authority, the power that he has to cast out demons, he responds by giving instruction relating to spiritual warfare that kind of culminates in his warning of the danger of demons returning once they have been cast out. So it's not as if the truthfulness of this woman's statement is in question. It's absolutely true that our Lord's mother is blessed. The problem, the danger with this woman's words is that these words focus upon earthly things, glorying in the visible things of this world and encouraging a shift in focus away from Christ to the things that can be seen in this world. It's a danger because it encourages that shift from the life-giving words of Christ to the things of this world, maybe even the things that we can have a little bit of control and influence over. This is the real danger of these words, and it is a real temptation for you and I in our everyday lives. During this season of Lent, we have been encouraged to take up arms in the spiritual war that is going on around us. We began our Lenten celebration on Ash Wednesday by singing the hymn, "Rise to arms with prayer employ you. O Christian, lest the foe destroy you, for Satan has designed your fall." There is a spiritual war, a spiritual battle going on around us, and constantly we are being pressured and tempted to shift our focus away from that and to focus on the things of this earth. Now, of course, to be fair, it's not as if the things of this earth don't matter. It's not as if those things are evil. But the real concern is that we must keep the first thing first. Our Lord Jesus said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." There is a time and a place to glory in the things of this world, but that time and that place for glorying in and focusing on the things of this world is never at a time where it replaces and gets in the way of the most important thing: hearing the word of God and keeping it. This, of course, is one of Satan's chief tactics, to convince you to shift your focus. to convince you that the good gifts of this world are worth indulging in to the detriment of your faith. There is never a time where that will be beneficial for you. And that is because, as our Lord warns, there are always 7 or 8 demons waiting to attack. No, my friends, we must keep the first thing first. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. In our collect for this day, we prayed that our Lord would defend us against all our enemies. This is the manner in which he does that. It is through his word that the demons are kept at bay and that we are defended from our enemies. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And so it is important for us, first of all, that we hear the word of God if we desire to be those who are blessed by our Lord. And we must hear the word of God first and foremost because it is through the word that we are brought to faith. Just as Luther teaches us in the Small Catechism, the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. It is through the preaching of the gospel, through the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord, set forth in the scriptures, that the Holy Spirit works and works faith in the hearts of those who hear. And so it is necessary that we hear the word, because through the word, we learn to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, not just to know him, but to trust in the truth that he is the one who has overcome sin, death, and the devil for us. He is, as our Lord says in today's gospel text, the stronger man who has come in and overcome the devil. Now, don't be mistaken. The devil is the strong man who is fully armed. We should fear him. But Jesus is the stronger man, the one who has overcome him. Through the word, we come to know and to believe this reality, and so we must be those who hear the word. But it's not as if God's word has served its purpose once you come to faith and then you don't need it anymore. We must also hear the word, not only because we come to faith through the word, but also because through the word we are sustained and nurtured in faith. It's not only that Christ defeats Satan for us. Christ also preserves us against him. Christ overcame Satan in the wilderness, as we discussed a few weeks ago, and most chiefly he overcame him at the cross, as we will meditate upon in a few weeks' time. But Christ also continues to preserve us against him. Because, as our Lord says, if the stronger man comes and overthrows the strong man and defeats him, and then leaves that house that he has just won unoccupied and undefended, guess who's going to come back, along with the 7 devils worse than himself, and the last state of that person will be worse than the first. So Christ not only defeats Satan for us and brings us to faith, but he also preserves us against him by sending his Holy Spirit to dwell in the home of our hearts to continue to ward off the evil spirits that would come and attack us. And so it is that this preservation against our enemies that the Lord grants to us is not a preservation that happens magically, that he just snaps his fingers and you are protected. Our Lord works through means. He works through his word. If you do not read God's word, hear it preached, receive his sacraments, and be strengthened in those ways, then you cannot expect the Lord to preserve and defend you against the attacks of Satan and his demons, because these are the means that our Lord has instituted to do such and to preserve us from the devil. And so God's word is our continual life source, much like our Lord teaches in John chapter 15, where he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. We must be like that plant that is continually watered and nourished by the vine that is our Lord, lest we become detached from it and quickly shrivel and die. So we will be blessed if we hear the word of God. But of course, our Lord also includes the command that we must not only hear God's word, but keep it. That is because God's word is made up of two parts, not just the promises about what God has done for us in Christ, but God's word also includes law, instruction, teaching for how we are to live. And so we are blessed not only when we hear the word of God, but when we keep it, because God's word teaches us to mortify the flesh. That word mortify isn't one that we use all that often in everyday speech, but it's related to a word that you're probably familiar with, mortality. It has to do with death. To mortify the flesh is to put to death the sinful flesh that is within us. And God's word teaches us that we must mortify the flesh and put to death the sinful urges within us for at least two reasons. First of all, as St. Paul warns us in our epistle for today in Ephesians chapter 5, the flesh so often leads us into sin and to a rejection of the gifts that God desires to give to us in Christ. And so St. Paul is very clear in Ephesians 5:5, for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Sin separates us from God and drives us out of his kingdom. We must learn to mortify the flesh and put to death those sinful desires within us so that we are not driven away from God's kingdom by a refusal to repent of our sins. But there's also another important reason why God's word teaches us to mortify the flesh. And that is because the flesh so often tempts us to a very specific kind of sin. That is the sin of pride. We're so often tempted to believe in our sinful flesh that we are stronger than we actually are. That we can resist this temptation. That we can resist the onslaught of the devil and his demons. But again, our Lord is clear in today's gospel text that Satan is a strong man. He is fully armed, and he has a legion of demons working with him toward one common goal, that is the downfall of humanity and you along with it. Allow me to be blunt. You are not stronger than Satan. And you will not and never will be able to resist him and his demons. Don't even try on your own. The flesh so often tempts us to have that pride that we can resist Satan, and we can't. This is why we must both hear the word of God and keep it. This is why we must heed the scripture's warning to put to death those sinful impulses within us. Our Lord tells us that we will be blessed if we hear the word of God and keep it, not because it is a training regimen that will allow us to strengthen ourselves to the point where we can resist the devil on our own one day. No, we are to hear the word of God and keep it so that we can train our bodies, first of all, to resist sin and the temptations of this earth, which are so alluring. And secondly, we are to hear the word of God and keep it so we are reminded constantly of what Christ has done for us, so that we remain humble, looking to and trusting in him as the only one who can and does overcome Satan for us. May we, through the hearing of God's word and keeping it, become those most blessed by our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.